There are signs, ginormous neon flashing signs that say that President Trump is headed in the wrong direction. Is there going to be any serious discussion about the debt limit that's going to be raised? I don't think so. I think they're just going to do it, and Trump's going to go, "Ah, got to raise it. Better charge, please. The government has to operate, you idiot." But there are signs that Trump's, and Mr. Jacobs' point is that, well, we could have known this based on character. But I say this, I voted for Trump based on the promise that he would execute those pro-life promises that he signed the letter saying that he would. That's why. Now, an accident of that is that Hillary is not there to lead the army of Moloch to finish the cult of death's work. That's an accident of that. When you say, well, didn't you vote to keep me to clean that? No, I voted in the affirmative, and it said like a 44 or 57 rosaries for it, too. I know why I voted for it. I have a comment in today's pile of prep that maybe I need to get back to doing that. I'm not praying hard enough for him because I kind of stopped. My bad. Hillary not being able and the goons and the cult of death being prevented from doing what they would be doing, but that's an accident of Trump's election. That's not why, specifically, I voted for the man. It's an accident. It's a positive accident. It's a good accident of it. But had I said, well, who is of the highest character? Well, then I couldn't have voted for Mrs. Clinton either because she's a liar, she's a murderer, she's a cheater. You name the mortal sin, the woman commits it with abandon. Well, Mr. Trump, please. No, that my Paula, no, baby, that my, no, Paula, the baby, that's right, Paula. Under our laws, you can murder a baby up to the moment he's born. That is what Roe v. Wade says, and I'm a supporter of Roe v. Wade. Do I care about all the people I caused to be killed in Libya and Egypt? Of course I don't. They're peons. They're nothing to me. Do I care about all the lives that Bill ruined with his lascivious behavior, licentious behavior? No! They get in my way, I'll crush them. So was there an alternative? Certainly not the abortion promoting Gary Johnson, so you just wouldn't have voted in the election. Instead, I took affirmative tack, just to say, I pray that he does this. And I get him back to praying that he does this. Folks, you don't know how the Holy Spirit can change anyone at any moment. If you believe in supernatural, in the spirit world, well, then you have to believe that a conversion, a miraculous conversion, is always possible. If you don't, that's despair. And you're sinning against hope. That's a sin against, well, it just doesn't seem, well, you don't know that. Go look up the story of Rudolf Höss, most prolific murderer in all the Nazi regime in the concentration camps. Höss confessed, was baptized and confessed and given the last rites before he was executed after Nuremberg. Go look it up. Anyone can be moved to contrition.